Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cunaberry. For the last few months, I have been detailing in various newscasts how, in my opinion, no matter who was elected president, he or she would not be able to fulfill their promise of harnessing inflation. I have not altered my prognostication. The reason we have such bad inflation is because of fiscal and monetary policy gone bad. Monetary policy means simply the amount of money created or printed by those that control such things. In the case of the U.S. and indeed the entire civilized world, the central banks are responsible for printing up money. Here in the United States, the central bank is the Federal Reserve. Needless to say, all the central banks of the world find it an easy task to fire up the printing presses anytime the governments they are beholden to require more money to spend on whatever it is they see fit to spend money on. Simply put, spending money makes everybody happy and keeps elected officials in office. A long time ago, most governments knew that printing up fresh money to helicopter drop on their constituents would eventually lead to inflation. Being correct in their assumption, the conversations to keep money creation to a reasonable minimum were ongoing. Over time, those discussions went by the wayside and the printing presses were shifted into overdrive to address any and all economic and market upsets. Corporate bailouts and consumer subsidies became the norm and the printing presses ran hog wild for decades. Enter COVID and the subsequent shutdowns, and a tsunami of new money was showered down upon the world to soften the blow. Eventually, the inflation many warned about that would be caused by printing up gobs of new money caught fire, driven by the tsunami of COVID cash. Now we find ourselves in quite the pickle. This is monetary inflation. Although monetary inflation is the actual creation of the cash, the fiscal part of the equation is the spending of that money by government, along with tax policies, subsidies, tariffs, and other actions by government that distribute or redistribute where all that fresh cash ends up. Although various actions and programs to address inflation by government have been implemented, most of those policies have actually been just more spending. In my previous newscasts, I have detailed that to address inflation, the powers that be must curtail spending, rein in credit, and basically crush demand. This crushing of demand would essentially mean crushing the consumer, that's you and I, because crushing the consumer would result in massive economic pain on many fronts. My reasoning was whoever was in charge would not be able to accomplish enough cutbacks to make a serious dent in inflation. Enter DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, the new advisory body tasked with essentially finding and eliminating government waste. Only in business a few weeks, the complaints and protests about proposed spending cuts are already on the rise. Enter the pain of the solving of the inflation equation that I spoke about. Now comes the tug of war between those that want to cut and those that don't want to be cut. Not casting a vote in either direction, mind you, the first part of my previous discussions on why inflation won't be harnessed come to fruition. Simply put, many of the cuts proposed by DOGE and the new administration are already being challenged in court. Yeah, I get it. Cutting back on programs, subsidies, employees, and the like is not going to be pleasant. There will be pain. But in my opinion, to harness inflation that we now have would be to take the proposed reductions by DOGE and times it by 100. Now, don't shoot the messenger. 50 years of economic study tells me there is no other way to harness inflation that we have. But those 50 years of being a human tells me it's never going to happen. Fret not, half of you. The spending cuts are going to hurt, but they won't hurt enough to slow the rate of inflation down significantly, let alone bring prices down. To do that would take unimaginable cutbacks across many fronts. And like I said, that simply is not going to be allowed to happen. I'm watching the market so you don't have to. And remember, this newscast expresses my opinion only, is not meant as investment advice, nor represents the opinion of any bank, investment firm, or registered investment advisor, nor this media outlet, its staff, members, or underwriters. I hold a BA in economics with honors 1979 and California insurance license OL34249. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free. Our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cunaberry.